It's a large number of women that's running for Senate and Congress this year.
Many of them are conservative. Many are aggressive. Most are on the attack. If we say they're mean, is that unfair?
Nobody talks about John Edwards or Mike Bloomberg in this way when they decide to run. Why as women are we tearing other women down?
Tearing them down or just strongly criticizing?
They're gender traitors. They would sell out their own sex for power. Yeah, they're mean girls. They're gender traitors.
Is there a standard of behavior women are supposed to uphold when they're running for office?
If there is, then there's your takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Friday. You've made it. It's October 22nd. And although, you know, we're getting done with our work week, while the women candidates we're talking about, they're getting started.
I'm stuck on this gender traitor idea. Is RuPaul a gender traitor?
You're his gender. Question. You'd have to answer that for me.
Let's get a check of the morning's top news. If the political ads seem even more abundant and toxic this election season, it's because they probably are. Well, in somebody's opinion anyway. We have new information this morning about the enormous amount of special interest money flowing this year to produce ads and other campaign artifacts. A big one is the network run by Republican strategist Karl Rove. NBC News is reporting the groups are expected to raise as much as $250 million to flood the airwaves in these last 11 days before the election. Chamber of Commerce spending between $50 and $75 million alone to support Republicans. The New York Times reports it's not only big companies writing the checks, but 21 individual donors who each contributed over $1 million are in the kitty. All of this money is anonymous, of course. They don't want to brag, apparently. And while the majority of the secret money is flowing to the GOP, Democrats are also getting their share. The American Federation of Municipal Employees, a large public sector union, is spending nearly $90 million to boost Democrats.
Out on the campaign trail, President Obama says one of the reasons that Democrats face an uphill battle is he didn't do a good enough job selling his policy victories like the stimulus and the health care.
We had to move so fast. We were in such emergency mode that it was very difficult for us to spend a lot of time doing victory laps and advertising exactly what we were doing because we had to move on to the next thing.
A new AP poll this morning shows Americans are now equally divided on whether the health care overhaul should be repealed. President Obama gave his mea culpa during a town hall session in Seattle yesterday. Today he's appearing with two senators whose polls show they're in a little trouble, California's Barbara Boxer and Nevada's Harry Reid.
Let's go to Paris this morning. The sound of police breaking a barricade at an oil refinery which supplies the main international airport in Paris. The French Senate is expected to vote today on whether to raise the retirement age to 62. That's what the protests are all about. In Washington, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will unveil a new $2 billion military aid package for Pakistan. It cuts off aid to some Pakistani military units who are believed to have been involved in human rights abuses.
Let's look at the markets. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down. Futures are up right now. The Dow's going to start at 11,146. The S&P at 1,180. And the Nasdaq opens at 2,459. So coming up this morning, we're going to ask the question that's been asked for generations. Is your life determined from birth? We'll look at the very politicized question about whether being gay is genetic or a choice. Two researchers have studied the question. They're going to join us later this hour. But whether it's genetic or not, there's
a
lot
really
of things.
It's a general question. I mean, you know, when you learn something's genetic, has a genetic cause, does that make you relieved or does that
I don't
produce
know.
Stress?
That's a really good question. Is it fate? Does knowing that it has – does it, yeah.
Your genes are supposed to determine intelligence.
It? And what would happen at birth if you knew your kid was going to be gay? Edward
or,
from New York
or be
City
addicted.
Writes, right. Everyone has certain traits that are genetic. It's just some are stigmatized, so we look at those differently. I'm gay and bipolar. Knowing these things are genetic is no different than knowing I inherited my hair or eye color. I wouldn't change a thing because these things make me who I am. Give us your story by calling 877-8-MY-TED.
But see, if I'm intelligent, I want that to be me, not because of my genes. I want to be the reason for that. Blame it on me. All right, political candidates and women in a minute. Gender traitors, stay with us.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.